When I set out to begin writing for today's episode, I wasn't quite sure how I wanted to approach it. A part of me wanted to tell a story about stepping out of your comfort zone and how essential doing so can be when traveling or living within another culture. But I also wanted it to be a period piece focusing on the Showa Jidai, the period spanning the reign of Emperor Hirohito. But somehow, I knew I needed to tie it all in with one of my favorite bars in Kyoto. So, let's see how we're going to do this. Play the music. Day off in Kyoto. No, sorry, that's not the right vibe for today's episode. Let's, how about something a little more... here we go. Once referred to as Japan's Golden Age, the Showa period and the culture associated with it has shown a steady rise of interest among young people in Japan, especially in the past decade or so. Although technically Showa Jidai, from 1929 to 1989, saw both economic hardships and prosperity, lasting from the events that led to World War II, the starvation and poverty that followed, and ended amidst the dramatic rise and eventual burst of the bubble economy, the nostalgia associated with this period usually is the culture that was produced between the period of the 1950s through 80s. It was a period that saw a burst in technological advances, modern material luxuries that were meant to make life easier and more convenient. And after such a long ban on Western things, Japan saw an enormous influx in foreign products and media. So, I was born at the tail end of the Showa period, but I wouldn't really have any idea or images associated with the word Showa until my first few years of living in Japan. In the beginning, all I knew when I first arrived is that I had to remember the kanji for Showa, as it was written on my ID, and it was often needed when filling out official documents in Japan. That first three-year period, I lived in Aichi Prefecture, in a small rural town called Toyohashi. It was here, while I was on my break from working at a local Eikaiwa school, that I was hit with my first impression of what Showa really means. And man, did it leave a mark. There was a small retro-style building next to one of the schools I was working at. Now, though I cannot recall the exact name it had, Cafe was in the title. Now, here's a little insider side note, and I didn't realize it at the time, but I would quickly learn from living in Japan that if a place has Cafe in the title, it does not necessarily mean what you think it does. It could be a bar, restaurant, practically anything. So don't necessarily assume you are going to get the local hipster cafe or Starbucks vibe you are used to. You know, the sort of place where you can get some work done, or you can comfortably chill and get away with loitering so long as you refill your beverage from time to time. Let me paint the picture for you. It was summer. You know, Japan's notoriously humid summer. I was wearing a black suit, as my company required its teachers to dress formally for work. I had been eyeing this cafe for a few weeks and finally built up the courage to check it out. Triggering the bells as I opened the door and stepped inside, immediately I realized I had made a mistake.
Sumimasen.
I felt like the cowboy in the Western who, when they enter the saloon, the piano stops playing and the bartender drops a glass. On the other side of the door stood two older Japanese ladies who were holding microphones, and until I had interrupted them, were staring at a TV displaying one of those stock footage videos with karaoke lyrics displayed at the bottom. They were both looking at me, and seemed even more surprised to see me than I was of them.
いらっしゃいませ。
The lady behind the bar counter timidly welcomed me into the otherwise empty cafe and gestured to a small table, the only one in the whole establishment. I felt a rush of adrenaline, and instead of fight or flight, I chose freeze. My body fell into autopilot, and I found myself slowly walking to the table and sitting down. The woman behind the bar handed a menu to who was presumably her friend, and who I mused may be her only patron, who then passed it to me. Still in an uncomfortable haze and mild state of panic, I ordered...
ホットコーヒー一つください。
Feeling the beads of sweat on my forehead, for the life of me, to this day, I cannot tell you why I ordered hot coffee on this scorching Japanese summer day. While I was waiting for my coffee, I stopped to scan the room and was both amazed and slightly confused by what I saw. The walls were covered with Showa nostalgia. Posters of Enka singers, Chambara movies and TV shows, traditional geisha-looking women dressed in kimono with their faces and necks covered in white makeup, holding and advertising Red Label Sapporo beer. There was one wall that looked as if it were some sort of shrine, entirely dedicated to a single specific male Enka singer. There were bobbleheads, photos, posters, concert tickets, and other random items hanging from the wall and strewn across shelves in the far corner of the room. I sat at a small round table in the center of the room, watching the establishment's only other customer continue singing her favorite Enka song. Underneath me, the floor was covered with a pink shag carpet. The colors and aesthetic of this establishment, some may even describe as being a little tacky.
歌いますか?
The lady who I had interrupted with my sudden entrance was gesturing to me with the microphone.
すいません、大丈夫です。
I received my hot coffee and did my best to finish it as fast as I could so I could escape the escalating awkwardness. Unfortunately, doing so only caused me to sweat even more profusely. The rest of my 5-minute stay at this cafe consisted of the typical short conversations that you can expect to have as a foreigner when interacting with locals.
国はどちらからですか?
Where are you from?
日本は長いですか?
How long have you been in Japan?
日本の料理食べられますか?
Do you like Japanese food? Etc. etc. I paid my bill and thanked the ladies for their hospitality, though it really felt more like an apology. And I went back across the street to begin my shift. Now, this is an example of when stepping out of my comfort zone did not go well. To some of you, this probably doesn't sound like it was so bad, but please keep in mind, I have that kind of personality that sometimes seems to be cursed with a superhuman level of awkwardness. And for me, these sort of situations can get pretty intense. And it happens. But if we hit the jackpot every time we took a gamble, there would be no sense of leaving any state of comfort in the first place. And anyone with enough experience will tell you some of the most profound and enjoyable moments happen to you when you try something that you're not certain will work out. Please allow me to interrupt this program to plug our Patreon. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want more Kyotopia, we have bonus episodes, early access to episodes, videos with subtitles, new merch which includes mugs, stickers, t-shirts, and tote bags. We are also offering private Japanese lessons from Yuko-sensei herself, or English lessons from yours truly. Head on over to patreon.com/kyotopia. It is my dream to do this full-time, and we cannot realistically achieve that goal without support from listeners like you. The closer we get to our goal, the more time I will have to put out episodes and the more we can work towards improving the quality. Please consider becoming a patron. That's patreon.com/kyotopia. Also, if you could give us a 5-star rating on your podcast listening platform of choice and a positive review, it would really be helping us out. All the love to our patrons. Thank you. Thank you. And now, back to the episode. Let's fast forward to roughly 2 years ago. I had recently moved to Kyoto and was staying at Gojo Guest House. It had been well over 4 years since I had been to Kyoto, and I was eager to find a new social scene. Kyotopia's own Yuko-sensei had recommended a bar nearby called Hachi. She mentioned they had craft beer, and it was a short 5-minute walk from the guest house, so I decided to check it out. Running parallel to Kamogawa River is Takasegawa, a narrow canal which takes you along downtown and is lined with many beautiful cherry blossom trees, It is a popular site for tourists during Hanami season. Now, just between Gojo and Shichijo Street, along Takasegawa, there's an area where the bars and restaurants become a little bit more sparse and things get a little bit more residential. I followed Google Maps to a side street that led me to an old brick building with circular stained glass windows. As I walked toward the entrance, an overfed tabby cat stood up from the wooden table it had been sleeping on and arched its back, letting out what appeared to be a very satisfying yawn. I slowly approached it and offered pets, but it scurried off into a nearby alley. On the right side of the building is the door leading to Hachi Bar and Record Shop. When I opened it, the bar was mostly empty, with only one patron sitting at the end of the counter, behind which was Satoko. She welcomed me as she was pouring a drink from one of the craft beer taps on the back wall.
京都の河原町五条の昔五条楽園という遊郭地跡にできたレコード屋さんとバーが一緒になっているお店で働いています。
Satoko is the head bartender at Hachi. She kindly agreed to be interviewed for this episode. I first started by asking her about the bar.
まあ、コンテンツは2つで、レコード屋さんっていうのとバーが、もう、
There are two parts, the record shop and the bar. They are separated by two floors. The record shop being on the second floor and the bar on the first.The space is quite small. There are only four seats at the bar. It is basically a standing style bar. If we packed it full, we could fit around 25 people.The building is a bit hidden off the main road in a fairly quiet location, so people usually come to relax while drinking. Although it is not just a place for talking and drinking, I think the music and the vinyl record aspect.Is one of the services we provide and what appeals to our frequent patrons.
お酒と場所と音楽、そうそうそう。だからその空間自体をもうサービスにしてるみたいな感じでコンセプトがあるかな。
Can you tell us a bit about the history of the building and the location?
ハチがある場所って任天堂の本社があったりとか。
This area was the home of the original Nintendo office building. Also the local Yakuza base office. It was basically considered a red light district and still was until about a decade ago. Also, I was born and raised in Kyoto, and I remember when I was a kid, I was not permitted to come to this area because it was dangerous. When those businesses shut down, the area was pretty deserted for a while, and then little shops started to pop up here and there. Before Corona, there were a lot of guest houses and hostels.
そういう昔の建物のまま中を使うって感じで、その感じでハチのビルも昔の大正時代から
Hachi's building was built during the Taisho period. It was called an ochaya, which basically means it functioned as a love hotel.
その中身をちょっとリノベーションして、
So the outside still looks as it did when it was originally built.
建物の外から見た感じとか、
It has sort of an old and rough look to it, but it creates a sort of unique vibe.
ちょっとボロボロのところも見えたまんま使ってて、まあ、そこにちょっとその鉢のちょっとスタイリッシュな雰囲気の壁を埋め込んだりとかして、まあ、ちょっと変わった空間にはなってると思いますね。
So how did you come to start working at Hachi?
Hachi はこの2022年の9月で4年目なのかな?
So Hachi became 4 years old on September of 2022, which means that I have been working there for just over 3 years.
1周年 入る直前ぐらいに入ったので、うん、今でそう3年ぐらいかな、ちょうど最初は私も。
In that first year, I was coming as a customer.
そうそうそう。で、その時私仕事何もしてなくて、
Back then, I wasn't working at all.
音楽だけで仕事にしようと思って。
That is to say, I wasn't doing anything besides making and playing music to make money. In other words, I was very poor. I enjoyed going to Hachi because I was meeting other like-minded people. Other creative people who make music and things like that.
まあ、そういうのもあって、ハチに通っていて、お客さんで。
I guess it was clear how poor I was because one day the owner said, you can work here if you like. So I did.
Now, when I first started going to Hachi, it was always Satoko behind the bar. She was always friendly and engaging with me from the start, and she was really good at her job. I don't mean just at serving drinks. She always made me feel welcome. And when new customers entered the bar, she would always introduce me and try to find a common thread of conversation so we could all be friendly with one another. It's almost as if she knew that I was kind of shy and sometimes just need a little push to talk to people I didn't know. But it wasn't just me. I also noticed she was doing this with other people who were in the bar. For example, if someone had been sitting quietly for too long, she would talk to them or mention something about them to another customer in hopes that they would start to engage them in conversation. I think this had a lot to do with why Hachi was quick to become one of my places of comfort in Kyoto. One day, after work, as that I would often do, I went to Hachi for a drink. But this time it wasn't Satoko behind the bar. It was someone different.
Kyoto の五条でネイリストと、あと Hachi レコードショップ&バーっていうところで働いてるアヤです。
This is Aya. The first thing you may notice about her is she is always wearing a vintage kimono. Now, Satoko will tell you that she works at the bar 6 times a week. Her one day off, Aya takes her place. If you pay closer attention, you may also notice Aya's nails.
I started doing nails back when I was a 4th or 5th grader. At that time, people were mostly just asking for flowers and simple things like that.
Aya is an artist. The detail she is able to hand draw on such a tiny canvas is astounding. I first noticed this and asked her to do my nails a few times, requesting some of my favorite album art. Honestly, I just wanted to see if she could do it. She was able to draw my favorite Radiohead, Tool, Sigur Rós, and Glassjaw album covers. It's amazing. Check out her Instagram link in the description of this episode if you are curious. I asked Aya if she could tell me why she chooses to wear kimono every day, and when she started doing so.
The
home I grew up in was a spice and antique shop. We had lots of vintage kimonos in our house for sale. My mother did traditional Japanese dance and would often have to wear kimono. I think it was when I was a junior high school student, I had my mom dress me in a kimono regularly. I couldn't put it on by myself at the time. Then, one day, I decided to see what it would be like to wear one on my off days, like on the weekend. I moved to Kyoto when I was a college student. As there are many antique shops here, I was able to purchase some old kimonos for really cheap. I guess I started wearing them regularly in my 20s. I learned how to put them on properly by reading instructional books, and it just sort of became my thing.
And how many would you say you have now?
All the seasons combined, with yukata included, I would say around 50. If you include the ones I no longer wear, there's probably a bit more.
Satoko is also an artist, but her medium of choice is music.
私はミュージシャンでもあっ って自分で音楽も作
ったり、 I am also a musician. I write and release my own records, which can also be purchased at Hachi.
一応自分ではあんまりその
In my case, I was not classically trained and I never learned to play the piano. I started my music career by just playing in bands using a synthesizer. So the bands that I currently play in are both using synthesizers and drums.
ビバシリっていうバンドをやってて。
I'm in a band called Viva Sherry. The sound could be considered sort of new wave. I would consider that my main music project.
Pretty much most of the regular customers that tend to gather at Hachi are a collective of artists, musicians, DJs, and music nerds like myself. I asked Satoko how people usually find outabout Hachi, as its location is a little bit hidden.
In the beginning, a lot of people came for the craft beer, as we were pushing that angle a lot on various forms of social media. Also because of the strange location, people would often come to take photos for their Instagram.
人がまあ最初はちょろちょろといたんだけど今もいるけど、まあ、いつもいる人は
But the regulars are mostly people who just like records.
レコードが好きな人とかあとはでも本当に
But also like, how should I put this? Maika, you were one like this too. People who are looking for an idea or inspiration for something, maybe they're not sure what. A lot of free floating types come here too.
で大学生も
There are a lot of young interesting university students coming too. Recently, a lot of young intellectual girls in their early 20s. They really chat up a lot of the old guys who are always hanging out.
On a regular night, you could expect as many as 4 to 5 customers hanging out at the bar, while Satoko or Aya spin records. If anyone is browsing the store, they can freely make a request and they will gladly let you listen.Before you decide to buy. I believe it is simply for the sake of creating a unique atmosphere. There is always a projector lighting up the back wall of the bar with random films. Often, old Japanese movies from the Showa period. Okay, so now is the big moment where I want to bring my original story back to Hachi. Almost every month, they hold an event called BYOR.
It is an acronym for Bring Your Own Records. And just as the title suggests, it means you bring your own records to play at the bar. Everyone gets 30 minutes. You have to reserve your time slot. This person plays at this time, that person plays at that time, etc., etc. We make a set list and hold the event.It's basically just a party where people can share songs they like. When we were trying to come up with the title for the event, there was this 4-people group who were talking about the Bring Your Own Beer acronym used for parties. So they were like, what if you just make the last letter R? And we thought it was pretty cool, so we went with that.
Only having gone to Hachi for less than a month,Satoko invited me to participate in the BYOR event. I had never in my life spun records. I didn't even know how to operate the turntables. Satoko assured me it would be fine and spend a little time letting me practice when there weren't so many customers around. I was super nervous and even thought about canceling last minute a few times. But after laboring over what songs to play, scrounging together a few records at Hachi and Gojo Guesthouse, I put together my playlist and did it.And it was fun. I was pretty early on the set list, and after my 30 minutes were over, I started to notice something. My records were mostly from the early 2000s, things that I found nostalgic, but all the other guest DJs were playing stuff from the Showa period. Many of them were 7-inch single records holding only a song or two.
So I asked Satoko if that was a decided theme that I just didn't know about.
たまたま、そうね、今、マイカが言ったのは、
What you're talking about is what is called 歌謡曲, which really just means J-pop from the Showa period, called Showa 歌謡。
っていうと、すごいその、昭和歌謡って呼んだりするかな。
There are lots of 7-inch singles from that time period of these 歌謡曲, and they have recently become very popular among university-aged kids. The reason being, they are super cheap and compact, so they are easy to carry around. Also,The lyrics of these types of songs are usually very simple. And there are so many old unknown artists. I think it is just fun for them to collect. So many of those types of people who enjoy collecting these kinds of records participate in the BYOR event.
So why this sudden boom for Showa music?
I think people probably are just tired of new music, but I really have no idea. But I don't know, something about that old techno pop bubbly sound from the 80s just got popular again. Who knows what will be next? I always said it would be hard rock. Maybe it's already came and went though.
Showa, to me, started out as that awkward, sweaty nightmare space back in Toyohashi I shared with two unsuspecting obasan-tachi some 10 years ago. Then, it turned into this nostalgia for a time and culture that I never really was a part of. Maybe it's a longing for a simpler time of economic prosperity, before we were all distracted by our phones and hyper-aware of each other by the internet and social media. Or maybe...It's just a catchy melody. That's it for the podcast today. Thank you so much to Satoko and Aya for letting me interview you and for always being so friendly and welcoming to me. And special thanks to all of you, my lovely listeners. Without you, I am merely shouting into the void. So thank you again for your ears and your hearts. I hope to meet you all one day here in Kyoto. So until next time, それじゃまた次回。さよなら。じれる気分にバカロディ程よい